you're in the dark and you want to see, you need a
electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a
electricity, electricity.
All right, we're here talking electricity from this powerful with David Brzezinski and Kerry Carnes from APS. Now, when y'all get back to the office, I want y'all, you know, I want y'all to let Jill know that I never talk about APS without saying, you know what? Every time I go to a light switch in my house, the light comes on. The reliability is incredible. The fact that through smart management, I can buy at 8 cents, which puts me in the bottom percentile of power consumption nationally all across the country, I think that's pretty good. So I never not compliment the reliability of the power source, and thank you all for being so reliable. Can I tell the Cajun joke about electricity? No, probably not. Let's go.
I want to hear this.
I do too.
We'll tell you off air.
I want to hear this too.
Some people might be eating breakfast at this time, or they're on a brunch. This is a in-commercial conversation.
All right. We've got callers that would like to talk to y'all. Let's bring David into the conversation, calling from Sun City. Dave, this is Rosie. Good morning.
Thanks, Rosie. Thanks, APS folks. I am an extremely low-income person. I do get assistance for my electricity, and opposed to your opinion, I'm on the equalizer, and I love it.
Well, in a situation where budget parameters are premier over determining return on investment of what you're spending on your house, there's a role for it. But when I'm called in to do an analysis of where should I spend money next to lower my bill, it's hard for me to educate the homeowner on how to really read the bill. All they see is the dollar amount. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, I keep my thermostat on 80 during the summer and 60 during the winter.
Okay.
So I wear sweatpants,
sure,
and sweaters and jackets during the winter, and that's okay. I'm from Montana. I know about that.
And your house is all electric, I assume.
No.
Okay.
I've got a gas water heater and a gas dryer.
Okay. Okay, but electric heat, it's a heat pump.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Now, I'm just going to run through my bills from 2017 real fast.
Okay.
Kilowatt hours, 375, 375, 323, 341, 474, that's me. 692, 1,085 in July, 1,009 in August, 1,058 in September, 800 in October,
okay,
478, and then 397. Now, okay, when I called in, I'm sorry, I'm getting over a cold.
When you called in here?
No, when I called in to APS.
Oh, okay, okay.
After listening to you saying you got to pick a plan, I did that the first day you announced that.
Okay.
All right. I was probably the first guy. And that may have been why this young man was a little confused, but he tried to put me on a plan that was more expensive. Had the I can't remember what you call it, but you have a base amount that you have to pay for each plan. And I'm in this, you know, my usage is pretty darn low. Do you use more than 1,000 during the summer, Rosie?
Well, let's not go there.
I know. I buy
it smart, but I do buy a lot. I get a volume discount. That's right. Kerry, what was Dave told when he called in?
So it sounds like what you're referring to is the basic service charge,
okay,
that
is on every customer bill, and they may have suggested that you go onto one of the flat rates based on your usage. You would average out to one of the, to be one of our lower usage customers, so you, that might actually work out better for you. Because I don't have your specific bill in front of me, and I don't have the rate comparison, what I can offer to do is maybe we can get this customer's information from the engineer, and maybe we can have our consumer advocates follow up with you directly and talk you through some of your options.
In the detail. Dave?
So I got something for you.
David here, not Dave on the phone.
Dave
on the phone. Said, yes,
nice to meet you. So Dave, there are probably people back in the office that are probably going to say, oh my God, I can't believe Brzezinski said that, but we're going to talk about it today. So we're going to talk about APS solar communities. And I want, when we get your information, this is for low-income people, and this is making sure that the underserved and low-income underserved for, from the solar standpoint can take advantage of solar. So we're going to make sure to get your contact information. Other people out there, give us about 60 days and look up APS Solar Communities, and we're going to make sure that the low-income people out there actually are served with solar. You'll get an additional bill credit every single month. And we'll add a little bit more to what we're already adding to your bill right now.
All right. So, David in Sun City, that's just one small advantage of listening to Rosie on the House. You're going to get personalized analysis from the engineers at APS because you are a Rosie on the House listener. We've got Wayne on hold. We'll bring Wayne into the conversation.
A lot of text and email questions. We'll sort through and come back in an organized structure and plow through them all. It's Rosie on the House with you. Saturday mornings, 1-888-767-4348. Text 411-923. Email info at rosieonthehouse.com to reach Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years.